The countdown has begun for the LA County Sheriff's race next month. As candidates battle it out, I spoke to Max Schwartz, a fellow Annenberg journalist and host of the Hot Seat podcast, to find out the latest. Hello, Max.
Hello, Bryony.
You're here today to talk about the sheriff's race. LA County voters will be picking a new sheriff soon from a pool of seven candidates. What's so different about this year's race?
First, we don't have an incumbent in the race. Sheriff Baca, who is the incumbent, resigned. You've got his department that's in the midst of multiple scandals. There have been at least 18 indictments so far. So you're in the midst of that scandal. Plus, you're in the midst of a department in need of reforms because of the excessive force and abuse of inmates in the prisons. You have profiling going on in certain parts of the county. And you've got hiring practices that have been called into question. So this is a very important election because it will determine the course of the sheriff's department in the future, which is by all accounts in need of changing from every angle.
What happens if no candidate emerges from the first round with more than half of the vote?
Well, then they'll go into the November primary, and I expect that to happen. There are seven candidates. Out of those, you have, I guess, five candidates, even though I believe Jim McDonnell is the front runner by most polls. And it all depends on the voters' preference and what they think the ultimate recipe for change is.
So can you tell us some of the highlights of the candidates' promises so far?
Well, so far, it seems like Lou Vince wants to reform the philosophy of the jails to prepare people once they leave. Patrick Gomez wants to do accountability and hold everyone accountable for their actions. And they all sort of carry that theme. Todd Rogers, he said he got rid of Friends of the Sheriff. He says he set up a website that he monitors for whistleblowing, more or less. You have Paul Tanaka, who wants to keep certain policies in place but wants to change others. You have Jim McDonnell, who wants to bring into place what he's put in at the Long Beach Police Department, reviews of excessive uses of force and officer-involved shootings.
Do you think that whoever is elected will have the power to change things, or do you think that infrastructurally it's not going to be possible?
They'll definitely have the power because they're in charge of the department. They are in charge of their own budget, so they can use their budget to put in place reforms and to improve the department as they wish. They can also bring in their own command staff and own upper staff, which can ultimately affect the overall direction of the department.
What should be the priorities of the next new sheriff?
Well, I think accountability, which all the candidates have stressed, they have to make sure that the racial profiling goes away. They have to reform the hiring practices, change the abuse in the jail system, the excessive use of force, and ultimately they'll have to deal with the overall prison population, helping with the mental health treatment within the prison system.
Do you think that the department is on its way to recovering, or do you think that it is still plagued by scandals that will take years to overcome?
Well, they're definitely still plagued by scandals. Because as we saw, we've had more coming out in the last few weeks, even with Sheriff Baca gone. However, the new undersheriff has made great strides in reforming the department, so there are already reforms underway, and it will just be up to the next sheriff to continue putting those into place and to put new ones into place. Personally, I think these candidates realize it as well, that the only way they'll be elected is if they do change, because people are so upset with the department.
Okay, well, we'll be watching the race closely. Thanks very much, Max Schwartz, for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.